All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. On Saturday, we were out at Sherrard High School. They had a pretty big deal going on, and everybody's wearing orange T-shirts that say Feeding the Need. And that's something that freshman Rachel Mackin has put together. Take it away. What was going on Saturday?
So we had a food packing event at the Sherrard High School, and we packaged 18,000 meals that are going to be staying local. So we had a few food pantries that came and picked up the food, and then the rest of the food is going to the Riverbend Food Bank.
All right, so 18,000 meals, that all just didn't happen in one day. What type of work, how did this all come together?
So we started planning this in September, and what we did is we had to raise about $2,000 to do all the meals. And so we started fundraising by selling cupcakes at basketball games, and we also sold Pizza Ranch coupons.
So the idea for you doing this, kind of give us the backstory on how this all originated.
I'm a 4-H member, and I'm also a 4-H Teen Hunger Ambassador. And so through 4-H, I've started going to food packing events. And one of my friends in 4-H had her own food packing event, and I decided that that really inspired me to be able to do something more.
All right, so the one thing that I'm really impressed with today, again, we're late Saturday morning at Sherrard High School, is you're not the only one here. So people have heard the call and responded accordingly. And by that I mean teachers, community members, and your fellow students. So reflect on that today. Man, a lot of people have got behind you on that. That has to make you feel pretty emotionally happy, I guess.
Yeah, it makes me feel very proud that I was able to get people from all over to come and help out with such a great cause.
Did you think that the response would be this way in terms of what you were able to raise and then the people that have got behind it? I mean, both are just so impressive.
I think that it was definitely a surprise, and it makes me feel very happy that we could do more than we expected.
All right, so give me a little backstory on your 4-H background. You said this is kind of coincides perfectly. You grew up in 4-H, a little bit about some of the things you do there.
I'm just one of those people who goes to the fairs and shows animals. Well, I used to show animals. I don't anymore, but I show projects through 4-H, and I just kind of enjoy being part of my my group.
All right, so what's, this is a pretty big deal, 18,000 meals you said, right? So what's next for Rachel Mackin? And you've done this year. You have any other things on the back burner or front burner, as they say?
Yeah, actually, we're going to try to make this an annual thing. And every year that we do this, we want to try to add more meals to what we can package.
All right. Congratulations and nice going.
Thank you.
They call it Feeding the Need. It's Rachel Mackin, a freshman at Sherrard High School, joining us on WRMJ.